Today from the Ohio Newsroom, bringing new life to old malls. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Tip City, just a few miles north of Dayton, recently purchased a struggling shopping plaza with hopes of turning the half-vacant strip mall into a thriving multi-use space. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports cities across the state are making similar investments.
Pull off Interstate 75 at exit 68 just north of Dayton, and you'll immediately encounter a hollowed-out shopping center that once acted as a convenient spot to pick up groceries, dry cleaning, and lunch all in one stop. These days, though, about half the storefronts are vacant.
Okay, I just pulled into the parking lot at the Tip City Plaza, and it's a little rough. There's potholes, and about half of the storefronts here are empty.
An available sign leans against a window so dirty people have drawn shapes into the dust. Next door, at a grocery store abandoned years ago, bags of chips and salsa, bottles of juice, and cans of vegetables still line the shelves.
Tip City is a great community, and this is kind of the first thing you see, and it's really not very welcoming or nice looking.
That's city manager Eric Mack. He says the city fielded so many complaints about the derelict shopping center that it decided to step in, purchasing the plaza for almost $7 million in December. The city's short-term plans for the property are pretty basic. Fill in the potholes that litter the parking lot and add flowers and landscaping to make it look nicer. But the long-term vision is more grand.
You know, maybe potentially an apartment building right here, some retail spaces up closer to Main Street.
The dream is for this to be a mixed-use space with housing, food, and retail all included. It's a route other cities are taking, too. South of Dayton, the city of Middletown recently purchased the former town mall last summer. Residents say they'd like to see senior housing there, maybe a comedy club or pickleball courts. And slightly north, the city of West Carrollton demolished an old shopping center a few years ago to make way for its new river district, a development that will include building apartments and condos, plus a whitewater park for kayaking and river surfing. These massive projects are necessary because the malls no longer serve the purposes they were built for, says Lee Peterson, a retail expert and executive vice president of strategy for WD Partners near Columbus.
Those malls have become ghost towns.
His company surveys consumers about their shopping habits. In 2018, they found only about 20% of people preferred to shop online. Today, that number has soared to 70%.
The pandemic was like letting the genie out of the bottle for online shopping.
As more people discovered the ease of e-tailers, traffic dropped at strip malls like the Tip City Plaza and lower-tier indoor malls like Middletown's Town Mall. The result?
Retailers bailing, you know, on their leases. Department stores are closing. And subsequently, the developers have to do something with these spaces. And that's where the cities may step in and go, gee, maybe we give it a try with something completely different.
But can cities be successful where private industries have failed? Probably not if they plan on bringing in the same types of chain retailers as before, Peterson says. But if they can find new uses for the land, like housing or green spaces, co-working offices, and local coffee roasters, they could be. Peterson says a popular idea lately is the so-called 15-minute city, where people can live, work, exercise, and have fun all within a 2-mile radius.
It's pretty idealistic, but you know, 10 years from now, we may not think that at all.
That might be a radical reimagining for a strip mall like the Tip City Plaza. With leases that extend years into the future, it'll take time before the city can begin redevelopment in earnest. For now, it'll focus on smaller steps, creating a more welcoming entry into town, boosting business for existing retailers, and maybe even attracting a new grocery store in the process. In Tip City, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.